You know what I've noticed? It's much easier to make a joyful noise on a Sunday than it is to serve God with a good heart on a Monday. It's much easier to sing those songs than it is to walk those roads. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. If you love God, if you believe in Jesus, then there's something incredibly special about coming together with his people and singing his praises. It's very special indeed. I think it was A.W. Tozer who wrote that worship is the most selfless act that we can ever perform. And it's true. As we participate in worship through the singing of great songs, "How great thou art, Lord, there is none like you, great is thy faithfulness." As we ascribe greatness to our God, it's a lifting of our burdens, a healing for our souls. All that said, it's too easy for us to separate that sense of worship, ascribing worth to God, from the realities of our day-to-day lives. Perhaps that's why the professional concert style of worship is so popular these days. It leaves you on an emotional high. But emotions go up and down. When you confront the stark realities of life again on Monday morning, you discover that yesterday's high has probably deserted you. And yet it was never meant to be like that. Psalm 100 verses 1 and 2. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing." The key to worshiping God around the clock is serving him with gladness. Yes, by all means, make a joyful noise on Sunday. Absolutely. But on Monday, serve him with gladness. Confront the realities of life with a grateful heart, knowing that he's with you every step of the way. Because that's what puts a song in your heart. Serve the Lord with gladness. That's his word, fresh for you today. It's also a special thing to gather around his word. That's what Fresh is all about. And you know, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.